more than it can be counted. And essentially, our code said it had to be exactly the way that their declaration for can or their letter of intent was written, and that's unlawful according to state law. So we're just correcting that. And then as far as the other part of it, the canvas board, right now I have three members of the assembly canvass the results of the election 2 days after the election. And there's sometimes when there's, I don't have three members available, or there's that possibility. So this just gives the mayor and the assembly actually the option to appoint somebody that I choose, which, you know, I said would probably be somebody who is on the election board. So it's just kind of given us more options, because otherwise we'd be stuck. And we can't have anybody that's on the ballot be part of the canvas board.
The other item, the mark on the ballot, just changes the changes the wording in the code to reflect an oval, which it is now that you fill in, rather than what I think a check mark is what it was previously.
Right. And all of those factors were taken into account at this year's canvas meeting.
Yes, they were. And even though our code says one thing, state law proceeds our code.
Any discussion, assembly members? Assembly member Decker.
So if an assembly member on the canvas board becomes really sick and can't make it, then you can get a replacement, right?
I will request that we replace that person with somebody else.
Instead of infecting other people.
Because she was very contagious.
Yes. And Kim caught it.
I caught it.
So, Caleb, that answered your questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. All right. Any other questions? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 11B, proposed ordinance number 951 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.05.020, Order of Business of the Wrangell Municipal Code. I'm going to recess the assembly meeting and open up a public hearing meeting on this item. Ordinance 951. Is there anyone in the audience who wants to speak to this item? Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and reopen the assembly meeting. And I need a motion.
Move to adopt ordinance number 951.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded. Do we want some administrative discussion first?
So I think the important thing here is that we are taking the recommendation of our attorney, even though the Supreme Court ruling, as Mr. McConaughey said earlier, was on a specific policy on the Kenai Peninsula Borough. The fact is that there are legal implications for other folks and other municipalities potentially. And it was the recommendation of our attorney that we not have it as a mandated portion of our agenda business. And so that is all that we are doing. However, we've come up with a solution because we recognize that the community is in support of an invocation remaining as a part of the business. Necessarily, I shouldn't say the business, but of what takes place here. And so Kim has come up with an alternative, and I'll let her explain that if she would.
So on persons to be heard, the sheet that we have, the option that I think is a good one is to have a column on that sheet that is for if somebody wants to give the invocation. So essentially, they could come at the beginning of the meeting, sign up under the persons to be heard sheet, and just simply check that it's for the invocation. And then once I give that sheet to the mayor, if there's somebody that has signed up to give the invocation, the mayor will call upon that person first before calling on anybody else.
And if there are more than one person, call on all of them.
The other thing, Mayor, if I may, is Mr. McConaughey indicated that he was concerned that we were going in the direction of what Kenai had been slapped on in their lawsuit. And my understanding is that after what the Kenai Assembly had, they considered to be an incident of concern with an invocation. They limited the ability of those folks in the community to do the invocation who were from known religious institutions in the community. And so my concern about us having someone notify just our known religious institutions here or our faith-based organizations here is that anyone has the ability to get up and give an invocation. Any person in Wrangell who feels like they would like to give a prayer has the ability to do that, and we don't want to limit that. So the solution that we've come up with by allowing anyone to come in and mark under persons to be heard to give an invocation allows for anyone to do that.
And just one more thing. Essentially what it does is it takes the responsibility out of my hands as the clerk. I did have a list. I had a very long list. And I would, before the meeting, before I finalized the agenda, I would call down that list until I got somebody that agreed to do it. And so a couple of years ago, I sent out letters to everybody that I had on the list, and that's just not congregations, it was everybody that I had on the list, and asked, you know, if you're interested in doing the invocation, you know, these are the dates and or whatnot, and please get back to me and let me know when you would like to do it. And I received correspondence back from three, and they just said, just let me know when you want me to do it. So, and I did. And those three are very faithful, and one of them is not from, he's not the head of a congregation. So it's, and I've had other people do it that weren't, you know, part of a congregation or head of a congregation, but this, by doing it the way that I had been doing it, by narrowing it down to the three, I mean, one could say that I was being selective, and I don't think that that is a good place for the city to be.
Discussion, Assembly Member Dolan.
I also want to add, at the AML conference, the clerk at the time that this happened of the Assembly said she wishes that the Assembly would have taken action before they got into a lawsuit over it. Mm-hmm. So again, this is preventative on that level, per a recommendation by our attorney. So just to speak to that case and that individual that she saw the slope going, and they were unfortunately behind in a lawsuit now. So.
Any other discussion? Assembly Member Decker?
Well, I actually came into the office and, you know, tried to brainstorm any other potential options, and really there are kind of problems with each of them, and this really ended up being, you know, what seemed to be the best resolution to address legal issues, but also allow for what the, a lot of community members want to see happen. So I don't think it is limiting, and in fact, I kind of see community member Don McConaughey, what he talked about, he actually could do in practice, and he could go to places and say, you know, hey, remind you there's going to be a meeting, and if anyone wants to go, you can sign up, you know, under invocation, and then they could do that. So he could sort of be helping make sure it happens in the background. And that doesn't like conflict with what we're trying to do. I don't see. So I think it's a fairly good option.
Mm-hmm. It puts the responsibility back on mm-hmm. where it should be. And you made a good point. It opens it up to the community, mm-hmm. to the entire community. I think this is a good workaround. I'm very happy with this mm-hmm. solution. Any other discussion? All right, poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly Members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
All right, 13A, new business. Proposed resolution number 11-18-1433 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, in support of full funding for the State of Alaska Harbor Facility Grant Program in the fiscal year 2020 state capital budget. I need a motion.
Move to adopt resolution number 11-18-1433 supporting full funding of for the State of Alaska Harbor Facility Grant Program in the fiscal year 2020 state capital budget.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We have Harbor Master Meisner in the audience. And we also have Borough Manager. Would you like to speak to this?
I can certainly say a couple of words. This is the same program, matching grant program, through which Wrangell received $5 million in the FY18 capital budget from the state of Alaska for the Shoemaker Bay project that is in progress right now. So we find it only fair to continue to support that project. And it's one of the few remaining state matching grants that is still in place or has been funded at to a nominal degree with the state budget cuts that have taken place. So we really encourage the assembly and the community of Wrangell to support this because we recently got funding for through this same program.
Right. And Harbor Master Meisner, would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, one small one right here. Wordsmithing, Kim and I were working on this version in the bottom paragraph on page one. It's just the names, but we were working on the names, putting the correct name for this year in this version.
Oh, we did.
Wrangell's still in this one.
Oh,
and the one I have.
I don't know where that.
Oh, this came from out there. So you must have the better. Okay,
it's,
good.
It is in there. Thank you.
Good. Here, the wrong version. Go for it. Thanks.
So we have the correct version.
Yes.
All right. Discussion, assembly. Any discussion? All right. Hearing none. Poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Stecker.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
DeLong.
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 11-18-1434 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Approve the resolution 11-18-1434 and the required match of $112,500. $50,000 to come from the Fire Truck Replacement Fund and $62,500 from the General Fund Reserves.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded. We have Economic Development Director Rushmore in the audience.
And the Fire Department as well.
And the Fire Department, the recipient of this grant. Would any of you like to speak to this before we discuss it? All right. For the benefit of the audience, would you
certainly
explain?
Certainly, Mayor Gilbert. The Assembly held a public hearing on potential projects for eligible for the Community Development Block Grant. In order to be eligible, you have to have a population with 51% or greater that are what the state considers within the low to moderate income status. And Wrangell is just above that, I think, 52%, 52.8%. And so we qualify for a general project for the entire community. And public safety items specifically related to fire are eligible for funding. And as everybody knows, we are in desperate need of a new pumper truck for the fire department. And the reason for that is because our fire apparatus are so old that we are when you have what are called ISO audits, insurance services organization audits, and your fire trucks are not within a certain age, they decrease your score for your audit, and that has a direct impact on homeowners insurance and commercial business insurance for fire protection. So that's a specific impact on the community when we don't have appropriately aged fire trucks. The other specific instance is that you have potential reliability issues. We have aged 30-year-old plus fire apparatus, and we're at a point in time where we really need to try to have some new technology for our folks to fight fires with. So the Assembly, based on the information that was provided at the last meeting, gave direction for the staff to come back with a fire truck. The appropriate research was done on cost estimates by the fire department, and we've got a couple of quotes that went into developing this estimate, and this is the required match. The Assembly has put aside $25,000 a year in the last two budgets, so we had a $50,000 nest egg with which to start, and we're recommending taking the rest from reserves for that match. But in order to be able to apply for this grant, We have to show proof of that allocated funding. We can't do it after the fact. So that's why this is here. If we don't get the grant, that we will, if we are unsuccessful, hopefully that won't be the case, we will bring a resolution back to you taking that $62,000 out of there, or it can be left in for purchase of a purchase toward a new fire truck or a different fire truck in the future.
Discussion. Assembly Member Decker.
Can this be put in our hazard mitigation plan?
No, because it has to happen first before you get. Oh, for the FEMA, you mean?
Yeah. So I don't know. A wildland fire is considered a hazard that is fought, but a localized conflagration, like in a home or in a business, is not considered a natural disaster. I suppose if there were to be a lightning strike that were to cause a fire, that could be considered.
Surrounded by a forest.
What it would be a project to purchase a fire truck for fighting a natural
The natural fire. Oh, yes, so we could, yes, actually, okay.
As a project.
You knew where I was going.
Sorry, I'm slow on the uptake.
good comment. Any other discussion? Oh, Assembly Member Decker?
One more thing. I think we talk about, if we don't get the grant, the potential for a loan to purchase outright?
So that was something that we discussed during the budget time frame. We have so the companies that sell fire trucks do financing. The other thing we could do is we could take out a conventional loan from a bank, or we could loan ourselves the money and pay it back. You know, there are a number of different options. Also, Assemblymember DeBoard emailed over the weekend and asked about the possibility of purchasing a used truck. He actually gave me the link of one that was being sold on eBay and said, is there something we can consider here? And my response to that is twofold. Certainly a newer used model than what we have might be something we could consider if we don't get this grant, but two things would need to be done. Our fire folks would need to agree that that vehicle is better than the apparatus we currently have, and our mechanics would need to look at it as well, because the last thing I want to do is bring another piece of used equipment in that we have reliability issues with and we're having to spend time maintaining as much or more than we are with existing equipment. Fair enough on a used vehicle.
Any other discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 11-18-1435 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2019 budget in the water fund by $30,000 for capital expenditures and authorizing its expenditure. And I need a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 11-18-1435 of the Borough Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget in the water fund by $30,000 for capital expenditures and authorizing its expenditures.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Would Capital Facilities Director Al Hadid like to speak to this?
I'd be happy to. Amber Al Hadid, Capital Facilities. So during your budget workshops, you may remember that there was an item called valve cluster reconfiguration. That was discussed, and it actually ended up, it was eliminated from the final budget somehow. So this is bringing it back to you. It's something that has been required by DEC for us to correct. The issue is that up at the water plant, there is a cluster of valves that controls how the water is directed from the reservoir to the facility. Treatment facility up to the tanks and then back to the facility from the tanks and then to town from the tanks. So there is between the raw water in the reservoir and the line that runs to town, there is only one valve, and they don't like that. It's not enough to ensure that there's no cross-contamination of the water that is coming to town. So they want us to reconfigure that to eliminate that hazard. What will need to happen under this budget item is that we'll seek engineering assistance, because DEC will have to approve that, and anything that goes to DEC, you have to have an engineer plan for. So engineering will be involved in that, and then once it's approved through DEC, we would... it's possible that it could be done in-house, depending on the complexity of the work that needs to be done, or it may be put out to bid. So that is the item that's coming back to you that should have been in the budget before.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions?
We did talk about this during the budget process.
You recall that?
Yeah. I do. All right, hearing no questions, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 11-18-1436, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing the authorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant application for the Kyle Angerman Park and Playground Improvement Project, and repealing resolution number 10-18-1429.
Move to approve proposed resolution number 11-18-1436.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do you want to speak to this, Borough Manager, we have Parks and Recreation Director Thomas in the audience?
I will let her on the details, but I will just say that I'm so pleased that she's beating the streets and doing the good work that she is to raise so much money for this project. So congratulations to Kate for her efforts.
Well, thank you, and I hope that the funding comes through from the state for the project. So. Kate Thomas, Parks and Rec Director, and when we originally put the resolution before you in October, that was for $30,000. That was $25,000 that was approved for capital improvements for Kyle Angerman through the city, and then the $5,000 additional that was gifted to us through WCA, Wrangell Cooperative Association. Since putting forth the original resolution, we received an additional $15,000 from the Walker Foundation, which is a result of SEARCH taking over AICS and the foundation getting started here in Wrangell. So that was their first round of giving. We requested $15,000 and were awarded that sum. In addition to that, we identified $10,000 of in-kind contributions from the city, so project management, contract administration, etc., and an additional $10,000 of in-kind or work from an engineer that's an affiliate of the city and borough. So with that and thorough review of the project scope with the capital facilities director, we brought the project budget up to $142,000. So we're requesting a $71,000 match from the Land and Water Conservation Fund to go towards the Kyle Angerman project. We did have Jim DeBoard inquire about the playground design, the location, and the ongoing maintenance, which we responded to, and I think all of you were included in that information. So the grant determination should come through in early spring, and then project would start shortly thereafter if we are awarded the funds.
Just so that the listening public understands, because the earlier resolution was for a lower amount, that would have precluded the granting agency from giving us the maximum award amount. So they contacted Kate and said, do another resolution so we can consider the full amount.
Yes, because the grant deadline was last Thursday or November 9th, whichever day it was. But anyway, we had developed a strong relationship with the grant administrator and clearly put forth a strong proposal. So they've given us the luxury of getting a resolution passed and clarifying that.
What's the total project cost again, please?
$142,000, so $71,000 from the city and $71,000 in matching funds from the LWCF fund.
So. Any other questions? Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, you bet.
Any discussion, Assembly? All right, poll vote, please.
Right. Assemblymembers DeLong?
Yes.
Becker?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, moving right along. Item 13E, approval of professional services agreement for
for assessment services for the years 2019, 2020, and 2021 tax assessment with Appraisal Company of Alaska, LLC, in the annual respective amounts of $40,000, $50,000, and $45,000 for a three-year total of $135,000. Need a motion.
Move to approve a professional service agreement for assessment services for the 2020 and 2021 tax assessment years with Appraisal Company of Alaska, LLC, in the annual respective amounts of $40,000, $50,000, and $45,000 with a three-year total of $135,000.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Do we have an administration report on this?
We do. I wrote the agenda or title as it is because that's the way the contract was written, and I wanted to make sure it was very clear and transparent for everybody to understand that this is a three-year contract. However, we will only be allocating the $40,000. We have more than $40,000 allocated in this year's budget, but that's all the expenditure we will need to make in this year. And we will bring this back to you in subsequent years for the subsequent approval of those amounts of $50,000 and $45,000 in subsequent years. In the budget, yes.
Right, it'll come up in the budget.
Yep.
So this is property assessment, and it's done every year?
We do annual assessments every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Any other questions? All right. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13F is a discussion item on flood and earthquake insurance for all of our facilities, and we did have a report on this.
We did have a report on this, and I just realized, to my horror actually, that I have the information that I needed to provide to you, but it's on a jump drive that is my computer bag at my house, and I forgot to get it today for this meeting. So if you would like to postpone this item to the next meeting, we certainly can do that. I apologize. I pulled all that information together after the report was done, as I said I would need to, and forgot to bring the jump drive with
all
me
right.
today.
And since there's no motion, it's a discussion item, we
right.
can just simply
we'll just
move
pass.
On.
Sorry
all right.
about that.
And we will put that on the next,
I'll put that on the next, yeah.
next agenda, because that is an item that we were very concerned about.
Yep.
All right, item 13G, approval of a professional services agreement with Ray Matuszewski and Associates for state lobbying services in the amount of $36,000.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with Ray Matuszewski and Associates for state lobbying services in the amount of
$36,000. Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Since we had the assessment item on here, I just want to note that that is annual, $36,000 annually.
Correct. Okay. Assembly Member Decker?
I just wanted to say I guess it's kind of unfortunate that it works this way, but there's so many people in the state looking for money or looking to solve problems. There's so many problems being dealt with that if you don't have somebody working
That's
with
true.
You to help connect the dots, a lot of times your issues get lost. And from what I've seen, Ray working with the city, with our current manager and our past manager, he's well worth the money in a number of ways. So I support moving forward with this, and I think it's actually pays for itself.
Any other comment, discussion?
I would just add to that, if I may, Mayor, that it's not only having somebody there to connect the dots, it's about someone who is connected to help connect the dots
yeah,
and who
true.
Has established
that's
relationships.
True.
And Mr. Matuszewski certainly has that. And I will tell you, during issues that came up this year, specifically when money for Byford was being requested, he was on, that's just one specific example, on the phone with me constantly back mm-hmm. and forth. What do I need to do? Here's where we need to go. This is a strategy. I mean, all of those things. And you have to have someone who's a seasoned and very adept lobbyist to be able to carry that water for you. and let you know when you need to be there and what phone calls you need to make and who you need to touch base with. And he does that.
And you mentioned that he indicated he would come to Wrangell.
Yes.
I would prefer that he come towards the latter part of the first quarter, when the House new members get established, and I think he might have a better idea of the potential movement of legislation at that time, rather than the first of the year, because he's aware of our legislative priorities.
He will be, right, when we get those set.
That makes sense, though, because by then he knows who the players are and where the game's going.
I agree.
In theory.
I agree that time frame is probably a little bit better, but my concern is for him being out of Juneau, depending upon what critical stuff is pending, either for us or his other clients, that may not be a possibility. He's got to be on the Hill at any given moment, depending upon what's going on. So my fear there is he'd be able to participate by phone, but wouldn't be able to be here in person. So that's entirely up to you guys.
Okay. Well, maybe we could leave it up to him. Assembly Member Decker.
I see your strategy as well, but I think it's useful for him, even though we'll have our priorities on paper, to have that conversation with us, because he also will be able to explain how the organization of both the House and Senate has changed, and he's, likely making relationships with the new administration as well, and like we'll be able to kind of lay out what he knows at that time of what their priorities are and things like that. So I think it'd probably be pretty useful before session.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Poll vote, please.
Okie dokes. Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13H, proposed resolution number 11-18-1437 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the participation agreement between Wrangell Medical Center and the Alaska Supplemental Benefits System of Alaska by being removed from participation in the SBS.
Move to approve proposed resolution number 11-18-1437.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for the benefit of the public.
Thank you, Mayor Gilbert. This is a housekeeping issue with regard to the transition of Wrangell Medical Center to Search. They were previously in the Alaska Supplemental Benefit System with the state of Alaska, and with the transition to Search, they can no longer be in that. We thought that the other benefit related resolution that we passed earlier terminating those plans took care of this, but SBS got in touch with us and said they need this resolution or something very similar. So this is just a housekeeping item we're doing to terminate that plan officially, and they're waiting for it. So.
Any discussion, any questions, assembly members? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, that'll be available in the borough clerk's office. Executive session, item 15, there is none. Adjournment at 8:13 p.m.
We'll let Steve know that, too.